Oh, that's right. You wanted me to read something.
Yes, please.
Please read something, John.
I'll do my best. While I'm having to pull up the website, I'll tell you that the White Sox are still losing. I know it's shocking. You want Nick wants me to tell you really, really, really bad. No, I don't want to see your update message about, I'll just say Le Voltaire, because it's there. Le Voltaire, locally owned French restaurant serving Omaha for 22 years. You can get two $25 vouchers, a $50 value for only $25, going on sale this Friday.
Some
at
deal.
9, 1620thezone.com. Mark as red. Last night, marked for victory. Creighton, 3 straight over Nebraska. Third time only in the long history of this series that Creighton has won all 3 games in the same season.
Crazy.
And did so last night thanks to a 6-run outburst in the first, all aided by 2 misplayed fly balls.
Weather was well, though.
The first one, I thought, because I've been out there. I did a sideline report last year during the College World Series. Mm-hmm. Went out to left field. That, folks, is hard to look into that sun.
Oh, yeah.
And I could see the sun gleaming off of his glasses. Mm. And so I mean, you could tell right away. You can just tell. You're watching an outfielder, ball's in the air. You can just tell, oh, he's having problems. Mm. And that opened the floodgates. And Nebraska loses yet another midweek series. Nebraska's obviously fine. They're fine. They're gonna be in the NCAA tournament, barring just an absolute disaster in the month of May. They're going to be fine. I do wonder if they're going to be docked by the committee if this non-conference thing, and unfortunately for them, they only really have a couple more opportunities to win non-conference games, that they might get knocked down a peg. Maybe not as high a 2 seed as they might normally be, just because they struggle in the midweek games. But I saw last night Will Bolt long conference with his team after the game.
Oh,
long conference.
I bet.
Because last night, you know, there were the 2 misplays in the first inning. You still had a chance even after those 2 plays. 2 out, 2 on, tie game. You're just getting out. Mm. All you have to do is get an out. And then it was 4 straight run scoring plays. And your game, it wasn't over, but it was essentially over at that point. And I get asked about it all the time. It's a weird year. I don't get it. I don't get why Nebraska struggles in these games and Creighton struggles on weekends and vice versa.
Right.
I have a theory. I think Nebraska, the reason why they're so much better on weekends is they are set up better to pitch on weekends.
Oh, starting pitching is all about the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Creighton doesn't have that.
Yeah. And depending on how you're going to do it, I remember for years, Ed Service would pitch guys in the midweek who were, they have 6 or 7 pitchers, right?
Yeah.
He would bring somebody in who'd be kind of an opener, and then you watch some of the other midweek games, and they're actually having their 4th starter out there.
Right.
Which is a different concept. And I know Nebraska used to do the first starter.
Exactly.
The 4th starter.
But now, you know, it's just, it's a little bit different. But I got a couple of emails, and Thomas, who is a very loyal Blue Jays supporter,
oh yeah,
emails
yes,
us
he is.
All the time.
Yeah,
says, sorry, no amount of injuries or anything else excuses a series loss to Villanova a couple weekends ago. Villanova is a program that should be eliminated as a mercy. Unless Ed pulls a rabbit out of the sun where the sun don't shine and makes Big East tournament, I'm ready for a change. He used to challenge Big East teams to schedule up. Xavier does schedule up year in, year out, and owns Creighton. I don't think it's a coincidence. I mean, Ed Service, they played Coastal Carolina this year.
It's an institution, man. Stop it. Stop it. What are you doing? He leaves on his own. Leaves on his own terms.
If Dom Cancellari is not hurt, they're better on weekends. Just having one pitcher. Usually you need 2.
You need 2, yeah.
But not even having 1, that hurts. It has been a wonky year. And I get it. If they don't make it to the conference tournament this year, it would be back-to-back years. But you can't ignore the other success. Rob Anderson tweeted this out last night.
Have they won the Big East tournament, though? They have not won it,
has
right?
Creighton ever won it? Yes.
Yeah. They did win it?
Yeah, 19. When they went to the regionals and almost beat Michigan.
Oh, yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they won it that year. Last night, Creighton headed into last night's game, 26-4 in non-conference, Obviously, last night was win 27.
Yeah.
In the last 5 years, only three teams nationally have had 27 non-con wins by Selection Monday. Creighton is going to be the fourth. They're already the fourth.
Wow.
Now they only have one more non-con game left, but still, they're going to be one of those four teams, and unless things turn around,
yeah,
and they can get that RPI up by beating some of these conference teams, they'll probably be left out.
Do you remember the conversation when they moved to the Big East about that they were worried because they wouldn't get enough credit for wins against Big East teams?
Mm-hmm.
That's just hilarious to think about. I mean, it was so bad.
It is.
Even Nebraska talked about it when they went to the Big Ten.
Sure they did.
That they were so concerned
they
wouldn't play good enough teams.
To the credit of both those leagues. Now, those leagues are still mid-majors in college baseball.
Yeah.
They're not big-time leagues. They have gotten better.
Oh, definitely. They've invested. They built new parks.
It helped the Big East that UConn came back because they have a lot more resources they can pour in. It's always confused me as to why the Big Ten didn't pour more into baseball, given that its footprint is baseball country. You're talking Chicago,
Cleveland. But it's not baseball weather.
It's not baseball weather.
Yeah, it's definitely not baseball weather.
But as we saw in Lincoln, it's not baseball weather here.
The season's almost over, and, it's still, when I leave the house at 6 in the morning or whatever, it's still 40 degrees. It's not great.
It's not, but
and then
the
nighttime comes around, it gets cold.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's always going to be an inherent disadvantage as long as the schedule is when the schedule is. And I don't think there's any changing that. There's been a lot of folks who said, move it to the summer. They're not going to move it to the summer.
That was originally, whose idea that was? You know who one of the first big time, now it was a couple coaches, the Indiana coach was one of them, but in terms of big name people, the commissioner of the then Big Ten came and sat right there in TD Ameritrade and talked about maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe the Big Ten needs to move their baseball season to the summer. And he was like, we can't compete, is what he said.
But he was talking about that for just the Big Ten.
Yeah, he was talking about just the Big Ten. Yeah. Not everybody.
He was basically just going to pull the Big Ten out.
We can't compete, is what he was saying.
Which is defeatist thinking.
A little bit.
But that's neither here nor
there.
I remember
sitting next to Johnny Atal. We were like, that's not gonna work with some of these people.
Well, remember, that was the same guy who also said if we start,
paying athletes
we're going to become a Division III conference.
Right,
non-scholarship conference.
Yeah, that was just stupid.
Anthony also writes, what do you see the chances of making the Big East tournament? Jays are 3 back in the loss column for St. John's. To me... They've got 9 games left. I think they have to win 7. I think they have to win 7 of the last 9.
Mm.
Because that gets them to 11. No team that has 11 wins has ever been left out of the top 4. So that's the safe one. There might be an outside chance if they get to 10, but I doubt it. You got to have a lot of help. But it really starts with you got to win 7 of the last 9, which means you're going to have to at least sweep Seton Hall. And can you take 2 of 3 from both St. John's and UConn?
Oof.
Really tough. Really, really tough. So, but they celebrated last night as always. And
yeah, they did. There was memes everywhere.
Oh, they enjoyed their memes.
I'm checking the memes out right now.
Kendall Rogers will be on the program tomorrow. He tweeted out last night about the sweep. Jays are up to 54 in the RPI. They need to finish very strong in the Big East to make the field, but they're right there. Solid club.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get his opinion on that. Get his opinion on Nebraska. Get his opinion on a lot of things, college baseball. That'll be coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow here on the program. When we come back, Michael's got a quandary.
Oh, yeah. So, I need John's help. Advice. I need your advice.
Getting advice from John?
I need John's advice. You could not help.
No?
Because you need to be married and you need to have kids to help me out with this.
I am neither of those.
You don't have either one of those, so you can't help.
Well, not that we know of, anyway. You haven't said anything for a while. It's been kind of quiet on that front. You've been mowing the lawn, doing your regular chores?
Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's great.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to hang out tonight.
Okay. Because you're mowing the lawn for her again?
Oh, it's probably going to rain by the time I get off work.
It rained earlier.
You'll be all right.
You'll be fine.
You have a gas mower. You can power through.
Don't slip and fall.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Gotta be careful.
And watch out for the dog poop. Back after this on 1620 The Zone.